It's Monday, the 16th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The government is investigating a data breach that exposed personal information of over 600,000 Telkom Namibia clients on the 11th of December 2024, including sensitive records. The leaked data, totaling 626 gigabytes, includes sensitive records from the Office of the President. Information Minister Matthew Fellis says there is a need for stronger protections as the Data Protection Bill awaits approval in Parliament. Airports Company South Africa says it is ready to welcome record passenger volumes this festive season. Plans are in place to ensure smooth travel at its airports nationwide. During a briefing, Access Terence Delamoni announced measures such as improved infrastructure, e-gates, optimized queues and reliable baggage systems.
We're expecting more traffic than we had in the last season. And we see that domestic will be growing by 5% and recovering at 83% pre-COVID. International is at 16% growth and recovering at 116%.
The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund has reported that 80% of children under 5 were registered globally in the past 5 years, but 150 million children remain unregistered, with over half living in sub-Saharan Africa. While countries like Botswana and Cote d'Ivoire have made progress, barriers such as high costs, discrimination and weak political commitment continue to hinder progress, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. Former Assad regime weapons depots have been targeted in a series of airstrikes, with Israeli media reporting the operation was carried out by the Israeli Air Force. Trent Marie reports from Tel Aviv.
Syrian media report a series of explosions rocked the coastal city of Tartus, a former military stronghold of ousted leader Bashar al-Assad. Videos posted on social media show huge explosions engulfing the night sky, with reports that surface-to-air missile storage areas were hit. It's the latest in a series of strikes conducted by the IDF following the fall of the Assad regime. The Israeli government says it wants to ensure that military equipment, ammunition and weapons which were abandoned by Assad's troops don't fall into the hands of extremists. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
And the Windhoek City Police have intensified safety measures for the festive season, focusing on traffic law enforcement, including drinking and driving. City Police spokesperson Superintendent Marceline Kirimurapo urged residents to secure their homes and businesses, avoid leaving valuables in vehicles and report any suspicious activities.
The Windhoek City Police is fully committed to maintaining safety and security in Windhoek throughout the festive season. Our officers will be strategically positioned across the city to conduct regular checks, including breathalyzer tests to curb drink and driving. We also urge residents to take personal responsibility by securing their homes and vehicles. Be vigilant and report any suspicious activities or individuals to the police immediately. Your proactive reporting helps us respond quickly and prevent potential crimes. Be cautious when sharing personal information online. We encourage the public to report any suspicious activities to our toll number, which is 061-302-302, or you send us an SMS on our SMS line, which is 4444.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.